Welcome to episode 76 of the Livonian Sarah podcast. Each week we discuss holistic approaches to weight loss and well-being as we work at improving our own health and wellness. We share our stories about what we've learned through research and experience in the hopes that we encourage others wanting to improve their health too. Thank you for joining us. I'm Livoni.
And I'm Sarah. And on today's episode, we're chatting about stress. We all have it in our lives, but what can we do to have less stress? And what are some potential ways of minimizing it? How does stress affect us, not just mentally, but physically? And can it interfere with weight loss goals? Are there ways of making stress less impactful? Let's find out. But before we do, let's talk about last week's challenge, which was focusing on the basics for our health and our weight loss. So how did we do, Livoni? Fire away, give us an update.
You know, it's amazing how something that's so simple has been so impactful for me.
Really, like revolutionary.
Yeah, almost, yes. It's like an epiphany.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so all I had to think about, and all I have thought, not all I've thought about, but you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Rather than thinking, oh, you know, I need to do this, I need to do that. Yeah. It's like, not
simplify
exercise.
Everything.
I haven't missed that. It's like 30 minutes. Off you go. Do it. Done. And, you know, most times I went over that, but that was just 30 minutes as long as that had happened. And then water, constantly reminding myself, water, right?
Mm-hmm.
And not constantly as in obsessing about it, but just
regularly. Yeah.
Yeah. And then just, you know, the whole sleeping and eating and getting outside. So when I let Ramsey out, I always make sure I, you know, go out, pull a few weeds out of the garden, or just, you know, hang clothes on the line just to get some
sunlight.
I mean, I swim during the summer, but yeah, especially first thing in the morning to get some sunlight, you know, just be outside, even though it's been revolting, like so revolting, the heat
in hot
and humidity. Oh, God, just gross. But I'm like, oh, here I am outside.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, fresh air.
Yeah. So fresh I've air. Just found it to be like a bit of a game changer for me, I have to say. Yeah.
Amazing.
What about you?
It's been good. I've been back into the gym this week, folks,
well
for the first time since February. So since I got ill with COVID back in February and everything went
right,
which you've talked about before, this is my first trip, a couple of trips back. So yeah, really good. Feel like I've, again, part of the basics of saying, well, instead of talking about it and thinking I will, how about I am? So that's how I've kind of converted that. I've also been mindful about what you were saying in last week's episode, that when I go to do something, I've been asking myself that question, is this a basic need or is this actually just something which is kind of something I've automatically been doing? And if it isn't adding to my health goal, to my overall basics of my health, do I need to do it? Am I going to do it? So I've just asked that question to myself every time I've gone to do things. So yeah, it's been good. It's been a changeful week. I feel like it's turning a different corner for me, and I haven't always wanted, like you said, I haven't always wanted to do it. I've sort of, on those trips to the gym, I sort of thought of a couple of reasons perhaps why I wouldn't, and then I thought, I've told myself that I am, so how about I just go do it? And like you, just 30 minutes. I did a 30 minute swim and I did a 30 minute actual gym session. So yeah. Been a good week.
Did you say a swim?
I did, 30 minute swim.
Well, they have a pool there.
Yeah, and I was there for
4 to 8
in the morning. So
nice.
Got down there nice and early, did my half an hour. And I kind of did a different approach because I've got a, my brain's just gone. But anyway, a dry robe. There we go. Good. A dry robe. So I didn't shower and everything at the pool. I literally came out, stuck my dry robe on, brought myself home and then showered at home and got myself ready for the day. So actually, other than the actual going there, getting it done, it didn't impact anything. So I did my normal routine once I got back anyway. So yeah, it was good.
It's good for me. I focus on how good I feel afterwards. I think that's a big thing for me.
I thought I'd feel better. I thought I don't feel so great. But I think maybe I've got to learn about perhaps eating better or when I eat or things like that, because I really did, you know, push myself because I hadn't done anything like that for, you know, months and months, I think.
Right.
That's... But then I've still been very active for the rest of the week. So, you know, doing my 10,000 steps when I'm walking around, going to work, doing this, that and the other. So it's not, you know, it's not like I'm stationary. It's just very different from doing dedicated exercise.
Walking up the steep flight of steps.
I'm not going to bore you with the fact that I had to do it twice yesterday. Twice.
You did.
Oh, man. My heart just sank. I was like, oh, my God, I've got to do it again. But then I thought, you know what? It's all adding
it's
to
exercise.
My basics. And yeah,
mm-hmm.
it is. So
quit
the moaning, get up there.
Steps, they're like, oh, gosh. You know, talking about, you know, the basics and how we did, there was yesterday morning, I thought, this is what happens when you don't stick to the basics and you don't do what works for you.
Right.
So it's, I'm sure people have seen this. It's a video going around and it, this could well be true. 30 minutes upon awaking, you eat 30 grams of protein and then you work out for 30 minutes and you keep your heart rate at a steady, not like a crazy, you know, beats, but just at a steady
level
where you can, you know, still have a conversation. Yeah. And so I did that yesterday. Well, for starters, I was thinking 30 grams of protein because I don't usually eat till later. Depends. You know, some mornings I'm awake and I'm ravenous. But most often I just, if I, and I'm trying to eat too much or like, protein, I don't know. I'm good with the pastry.
Yeah,
okay. Coffee and I'm feel good.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so I thought, oh, how am I going to do that and get more, you know, protein, right? And I know this isn't what the episode's about, but this is what happens when you deviate from the basics. And I thought, okay, I'll try what this guy says. Mind you, you've got to do it on an ongoing basis. One go is not going to show.
No, do it.
And he goes, the weight will just eviscerate. All off you. The fat will if you do this.
Did you believe
day,
him?
Right?
Yeah.
Well, it's a scientific fact, apparently. So anyway, so I'm like, okay, I'll do that. And, I, you know, and I work out quite early, which meant eating quite early.
Yeah.
And so I thought, I don't know, I'll make a smoothie, use my husband's protein powder in it. There's 20, 25 grams of protein. Put half a cup of cottage cheese in there. There's another 14. I'm good, right? Make myself a smoothie. Well, I've got like a really good blender, but the little part of it, not so great.
Right.
So I put it all in there, go to whiz it up, and then nothing. Like it just didn't work.
Right.
Put water in, did it again. You know, I was using berries that, because, you know, they're cheap this time of year. So I buy them and if I don't eat them, I'll off
freeze them.
So I was doing, you know, did that. Anyway, so I'm like, okay, get the contents, put it into the big section of the blender, which is very good. This is a Vitamix. Put it in that, whizzed it up. Put it in, you know, my glass, which was like 2.5 glasses, because the protein powder makes it all frothy.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's how I was. And I had a sip and I'm like, yeah, I don't know if I can drink 2.5
glasses.
Did you
get it all
down?
I
couldn't.
Here?
No, I couldn't. Anyway, I did that. And then I worked out and I was like, I just want to vomit.
Yeah, so you feel sick.
Yeah, because I go quite, you know, at a good pace on my bike, and did not feel good. And I thought, you know, that doesn't suit me. I'm just
do
like, why
way.
Did I deviate from my basics, which has been working for me? So
do it your way.
Yeah. And on top of it, I had all the bloody washing up to do because I had to change vessels. So I thought,
all the bloody smoothie everywhere.
Right. Yeah, no. So anyway, it was a little stressful, I have to say.
It was a learning point.
Yeah, and it was just like, you know, I'd been doing well up to that point, so like,
yes.
Why deviate?
Don't introduce that stress into your life.
No. No, God. You know, you can't talk about stress obviously without talking about cortisol, because that's like, you know, the buzzword.
Yeah.
But so, you know, just on the boring stuff, cortisone is a steroid hormone that is essential for life
and is produced by the adrenal glands, and they sit one on top of each kidney. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, right. Apparently that's where they, yeah, I thought they were higher up. But,
oh, wow.
Yeah, and I should know that from my studies, but anyway. It's also known to be the body's primary stress hormone and has many functions, okay? But it responds to stress. It's that fight or flight that we get.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly regulates metabolism, da-da-da. But when you have too much stress, it can apparently elevate your blood sugar, okay?
Wow.
Cause depression, disrupt your sleep, mess with your metabolism. And when you're in a constant state of stress, you can, it messes with your mind too.
Yeah.
But we know that. But it's the physicality of it that I think people don't realize, that, you can put that weight on around the middle, too much stress. So somebody that's an environment at home that's either unsafe or not happy.
Yeah.
And, apart from the fact that it can cause depression but being in that constant fight or flight, I sometimes feel like that with, the man I live with, because he's very combative.
Yeah.
And not that, he doesn't hurt me in
physically,
any way.
No, just conversation.
No, God.
Yeah.
He's just conversation, and he doesn't realize, but that's just how he is. He's a, just sort of doesn't hold back with what he says. He's not cruel or anything like that. I just feel like I'm constantly walking on eggshells. So I think that can be a stressful situation, but I think that there is people, especially women, in far worse situations than that, where they're having to worry about their safety or their children's safety.
Mm-hmm.
That can be awful. And I will talk about, things that have helped me.
Yeah.
But what have you got to say on the whole stress thing, Sarah?
Well, for me, stress is something in my personal experience that I feel that it's because I'm absorbing emotion from others or reaction from others. And then I looked into that a bit more, and actually it was quite interesting, because when it was talking about managing stress, I came across something that was called secondhand stress. I don't know if you saw about this or know about this, but it said that people are four times more likely to catch stress from someone that's close to them. So they listed friends, family, co-workers. So if that group of people are then stressed, they pass that on to you, particularly if you're close to them. And the way that they pass it on is through facial expressions, voice frequency, even their odor, because I guess maybe they, in moments of stress, their body odor probably changes, and touch. And then it even then talks about the fact that stress can so easily be passed on between mother and baby, etc. So that's what I'm quite mindful of, is that there's two different types of stress for me. There's the stress that I am very aware of, particularly in my past working situations, where I've been coming up against a deadline or a volume of work, and I felt out of control. So I felt that I can't make that deadline, and it's coming closer and closer and closer. So my stress levels have been going up. I can unpick a bit about that in a minute as well. Or there's volume where you just can't cope, but that doesn't have to be within a career sort of situation. That can be at home, where you feel that your home is overwhelming. It can be your children, where you feel like you're not coping with what they need or their care of them. The relationship can be overwhelming, and that then, because the demands on you are maybe really, really high. And so there's that element of stress where I feel that overwhelm or deadline. Or there's the stress, as I said, of others, and I feel like I absorb that, or they influence or impact me so much by their behavior, their opinions, their emotions. And I am not very
good. Their negativity.
Yeah, I'm not good at putting a boundary in place. I'm not good at putting this invisible barrier. I don't know if I've spoken before about a lady that I used to go and have some treatment with, and she wasn't there as a counsellor, but she always ended up having those sorts of conversations because you're in that room with someone for an hour and a half and she's doing, you know, she's doing acupuncture on me. And I asked her once, how do you not take on everybody else's woes? Mm. And she said, I put almost like a bubble, like an invisible bubble around me, and I do care and I find it really difficult, but I have to be firm with myself and say anything outside that bubble is their problem, and I will listen and I will advise, yeah, but it's not mine to take home. And I thought, that's really good, isn't it, when you're influenced or impacted by someone else's stress, maybe that bubble is something to think about. But
right.
Yeah, and then the word that it then came up with, I was like, oh, this is really good, is resilience. You need to work on your own resilience when it comes to stress, no matter what that form is, because if your resilience is better, you cope with stress better. And as you were then going, you know, painting the picture for us then, we need to deal with stress no matter what the source is, because it has such an impact on our own health. So the reasons could be vast, you know, whether it's someone else's, whether it's a situation we're in. Some of the signs that you talked about is one of the other things I know is I can't concentrate properly when I'm really, really stressed. I feel like everything's so very muddled. And I guess what happens...
That's, I think, overwhelmed too.
Yeah, but what happens is you stop concentrating on yourself, don't you? You don't make yourself a priority. You then turn to sugary foods or fast foods or something to comfort yourself because you just feel out of control. And so as well as the physical impact that you were talking about with the weight gain, potentially around your core, you know, your middle and everything, I think...
They're in your face too, apparently.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. Mm. That's, yeah. So, but then you have the actual emotional impact that makes you then turn to food more, which obviously then is going to make you gain weight, or at least very much not help you lose weight, whichever that is. So I think that the impact of it is far greater than we give it credit for. And
oh God, yes.
Do you know, I have grown to realize that it's such a waste of time being so stressed about things because... Oh. And in my experience in the corporate world, I would bust a gut to get something done on a deadline. And I can guarantee you that 95% of that time, the deadline would get moved because the director, because I was working directly with some really senior people, and they'd be like, oh, well, it's got moved to 12 o'clock now. And I want to go, what do you mean? You know, I've been up till 3 o'clock in the morning, making sure that was there for the 9 o'clock deadline. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, because it's not important to them, they are minimizing their stress by going, oh, well, I'll move that because I'm not ready. They don't realize the fallout from that, do they? And so what I've grown to realize is, the stress that I have put myself under and occasionally still do is not worth it. And my own mental health, my own health, and my own goals are so much more important than being that vastly overwhelmed, or like we said, like someone else's stress or someone else's behavior. Letting that impact me is not worth it.
It's being mindful of that. It's being mindful of the fact that it does do that. And I think that's the thing. When you're feeling stressed, I think there's two categories of stress. There's the stress that you can do something about, and then there's the stuff that you can't. So I think financial stress is a big thing for people.
Absolutely.
So you think, okay, do I have financial stress because I've lost my job? That's different, right?
Yeah.
That you're in a job that you're not getting, you know, so much money. And then there's the stress of having big credit card bills because you like to spend money, and you know, so there's that, so there's those two things. So if it's something that you can change, like, I don't know, maybe have to get a second job or stop spending so much money, right? Then there's the stress of, like you were saying, you take on other people's stress. You can walk into a room and feel the
vibe, unspoken energy. Absolutely.
Like if people have had an argument or something's gone down, you can feel it. It comes out. And some people it just like oozes out of. But you can't do anything about other people's stress from the how they take it out on other people. But you can learn how you deal with it, you know, to deal with it better. So if somebody somebody, you know, people worry so much about what everybody thinks or what people think of them. What people, this is what I think. What people think of me is none of my business. And really, at the end of the day, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Simple as that. You know, for the most part, I'm kind to everybody unless they're an asshole. Mm-hmm. But that, you know, even then I still try and be. So, you know, that's fine.
Yeah.
There are people that just revel in stress, I
yes,
think.
Yes, absolutely.
Playing the
drama,
victim.
Drama, drama,
the drama. Yeah. So if you, you know, if you have those people in your life, it's, you know, sometimes it's, you just need to put an arm's length.
That's what I've written down. Think about who you surround yourself with.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. You want someone that can talk you down off the ledge, not sends you up there.
Yeah.
You know, really. So, you know, there are people that just love to talk about, oh, their drama and how sad they were or how the world has pissed them off. And you think about, you know, like social media is a big thing for that. I think that creates so much stress in people's lives where they go on and they see like riots or they see war. And I mean, it's not to say you don't stick your head in the sand and pretend this isn't happening, but there's so many angry fucking people out there.
Yeah.
And I think, oh my God, how do you stand your day being like that all the time where you have to tell everybody they're wrong or, you know, go out and, you know, fight or yell or whatever. I mean,
I often think about what happens when they go to bed at night. You know, when you think, when they get into bed, do they sort of feel content with themselves? I'm guessing.
Like, oh, I've done a good job today because, you know,
I think
screamed in front of a camera and lay on the ground kicking.
Yeah.
But I think it's just being mindful of not taking other people's shit in, really. You know,
organize your time. That's a good way, isn't it? If
that's something that I was going to say. People like they get, you know, always running late and you get to somewhere, you're trying to get to somewhere and you're really stressed because you're thinking, oh my God, this always happens to me. You know, I always have a million things to do and I don't have enough time. I don't know, get up earlier, plan your, monitor
or,
your time better,
I agree. So
your
organize
time
your time, plan it, do the blocking. Mm-hmm. What I think works really well. But also, what I've learned to do is be realistic about what I'm trying to fit in that time as well. So what I do was try to put everything. And like, it's just not going to get done.
Before you've got an appointment.
So the two things is if you find yourself in that moment of high stress because you are overwhelmed because basically your deadline's, whatever that is, even if it's just the deadline of trying to get out the door.
Right.
I don't mean a work, you know, work deadline, any deadline. Think about what you can drop off then. You're like, let's be realistic about this. Does that have to be done now? If it doesn't, get comfortable with leaving it. That's what I really struggle with. I don't get comfortable with not having all of it done. I want all of it done. Maybe it doesn't need to be. And it all of a sudden, it's so much less stressful because you're like, oh, I'll just leave it then. So that's one thing.
Right.
And then also, like you said, getting prepared before you even get to that stage.
Mm-hmm.
Be realistic about what you're even adding to that list. How much time have you got?
Right.
Realistically, what are you going to get done in that time? Don't expect to try and do everything because it's only going to lead to stress.
You know, if you know that you've got a meeting or you've got, you know, something important to do the next day, or I mean, even if you don't, and I've said this so many times, even little things like getting your clothes out, getting those out ready, takes away a whole lot of stress. You know, that's what you're going to wear.
Or for me, it's not so much even getting them out. It's having the washing that's done, that's been ironed, if that's what I'm going to do, and put away. So I know I can just go to the drawer or the wardrobe.
Right. You don't have to go searching for
something. Or if my son then says, where is, I said, it's there, because I know that it's clean, folded or hung or ironed or whatever. That, when you can get on top of your life admin, get on top of life admin, and it removes so much stress because you know where your keys are. You know that you've got something to put on that you want to wear, or you've thought ahead of time, oh, bugger, I need to get it washed. At least you know that that needs to be done. So yeah, you're right. Get it, maybe get the clothes out, but at least have it clean, ready and sorted.
Right. And that comes too with just putting stuff away, because I get really uptight if I can't find something, but putting, you know, things away. So things that have helped me in the past with stress, when my first husband and I split up because he was verbally abusive and mm-hmm. he had a lot of problems of his own, to the point where we had a break, got back together, and then I was just like, nope, sorry, I'm not putting up with this for the rest of my life. And for 14 months, he made my life living hell. I used to have to park my car down in a neighbor's garage, and he'd, you know, turn up at the house because I had my own business. I worked from home a lot of the time, and I just have to flee and leave the house. And sometimes I get over to my sister's. And there was one time I had no shoes. I just hadn't grabbed shoes. Another time I had different shoes on. You know, it was like high stress. And I remember going up to my mum and just crying and saying, I feel like I'm going to have a nervous breakdown. The one thing that got me through this, and I mean, this was, God, back in 1999, 2000, was exercise. Mm-hmm. That's when I used to go to the gym on and off, but I walked every day. Mm-hmm. I walked for an hour, and I'd get up so early and go, and, you know, looking back now, probably, I don't think he would have grabbed me and hurt me, but he would have, you know, had a horrible argument with me on the street or something like that. But he never did find me when I was walking. But the exercise, just, I think that's what kept me from having a breakdown, mm-hmm. because it was so bad and so consistent. There'd be a car parked outside my house and he'd start calling me, and I couldn't change my number because of businesses and because of my business. And, you know, the police had recordings of what he was saying to me, and so they got involved. And, oh, yeah, you can get a court injunction for him to keep away from me, but that's only as good as the, you know, the person that decides they want to follow the law. But anyway, exercise, it's a known thing that exercise helps mm-hmm. stress, and mm-hmm. that was my biggest thing. And
particularly,
I think
going for a walk, it's getting outside as well. I think that's
getting outside,
out, pressure, connect, you know, regrounding, connecting with nature again. And I think that is a real benefit when if you're in a work environment or in a home environment where you just feel that overwhelm, just get outside for 15
get
minutes
outside.
Even and go for a walk
And to ask yourself too, because, I mean, there is stress. Like if you, you know, have found out that you're sick or a child's sick, quite badly sick. But, you know, when it comes to work, and I mean, I don't mean work as if, you know, a surgeon has to go and operate on someone's brain.
No.
Just, you know, general work. God, people get, it's like, I think it's probably that relationships and money are probably the biggest stresses mm-hmm. for people. But, and I say this to people on photo shoots sometimes when, you know, we're trying to get stuff done and it can be quite stressful. It's not life or death. Like, let's just remind ourselves that, everybody. It's food.
It's a cake.
Let's
get some perspective on this.
Right. And that's kind of like yesterday I felt like that because I'm very busy with work. Last night I lost, as I told Sarah this, I lost all the notes I'd done for the podcast today when my computer decided to take a crap. And I just felt like so overwhelmed with things that I had to get done. And I was just being mindful about it. And I thought, you know what? One way or another, they're going to get done. It's not the end of the world. What can I do to alleviate this? You know, so just rather than just focusing on it, worrying. I think people worry.
Blowing it up even more. But that's the thing.
Blowing it up
so
even more.
Often, aside of, you know, really important things that you are worrying about or stressed about, like illness and finances. However, in the everyday, most of the time, it's not the actual thing that's creating the stress. It's your reaction to it or your emotion with it. And these things come along, and it's like that sort of, you know, saying that they say it's not the thing that you are coming across. It's your reaction to it. It's how you handle it that then basically is how things play out. And I think that's exactly that, isn't it? So in those moments when it goes wrong, I mean, I can give an example that recently something was broken in the house and I didn't react very well at all. I was really stressed, really angry. I raised my voice. Ultimately, at the end of the day, it's just a thing, right? It had no sentimental value. Yes, it had a bit of actual monetary value, but you know, what so what? But the reason I react like that, because I was frustrated. And when I then separate that and go, oh, do you know what? It can probably get glued back together. And if it can't, it can't. But what was really the core of the problem was my frustration around it. And that's why I reacted in the way that I did. That's what I could then map out a bit. I can apologize. I can talk about it. That's very different, isn't it, from really what the actual problem was. And I think a lot of these situations, that's what we should be doing. We should be separating the emotion from it. What is the reality of the situation? Like you say, make an action plan. Do I need to get a second job? Do I need to spend less frivolously? Do I need to, with my own health, do I need to stop talking about going to the gym and actually start going to the gym, right, or going for a walk, or eating less, for God's sake, or eating less sugar? Right. Or we all know what our truth is in that situation. We all know what our truth is. Removing the emotion and the physical, you know, the sort of emotive reaction around it, that's what predominantly is. And actually there's two forms of stress. There's acute stress, which should only last minutes or maybe hours, but it's a reactive
thing.
That's
that fight or flight thing. That's the protection.
Or there's chronic long-term stress, which is different. And that's when you really do need to take action for working on that. So whether that, for some people that might be medication, it can be meditation,
talking to somebody, even
talking, sharing that,
like especially grief, because grief is grief is stressful,
absolutely.
So you know, talking,
so find
someone,
your
journaling,
support network, creating, adding positivity to your thoughts, because sometimes it can feel so bleak, but starting to add the positivity in the way that you think. Relaxation, that's so important. I don't think any, well, I certainly don't know how to relax properly. And I think you need that to create, to
breathing.
Yeah, restock your battery to then be able to cope again. And I think that's part of it, is when you're saturated with having coping for so long, it can take one little thing to tip you over the edge. Relaxation helps you empty that cup again of all of that, you know, stress and worry. And then you've got a bit of resilience again, which is coming back to that word. Your resilience then is ready, reset, and learn about these boundaries and learn about the fact that you just maybe need to toughen up a bit. If someone else's emotion is starting to affect you, go, okay, I'm going to let them have that emotion and I'm going to have mine. That's so much easier said than done, particularly if you are an emotive person.
But the more you do it, the easier it becomes, though. You know, if someone's being a dick, you don't have to always get combative and go up against them.
Just let them do their thing.
Let them. Just let them. Yeah. Let them do their stuff.
And
because
the other thing, then,
took everything in.
And, take that time that you would be doing that and then invest in yourself. So in the time you would have been then concerned or worried or taking all of their concern in, use that time to invest in yourself. So making sure you get better sleep or rest and rest, eating good food, drinking your water, doing your exercise, turn it back to you and focus on you. And all of a sudden it becomes, you know, you can feel yourself calming down a lot more, can't you? So like you said, you took yourself for a walk. Use that time.
Go for a bike ride, go for a walk.
Yeah.
Journaling is another good thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
If it's getting
very
it all
bad, out.
Getting it all out, just dumping it. It doesn't have to be cohesive. Just get it out. And the more you do it, the better it becomes. I find I'm so much less stressed when I journal.
Okay.
And right now I'm like, oh, I don't have time, but I do. I need to do that.
Find it.
And, you know, and if it is really bad, talk to somebody. Like,
ask for help.
Ask for help. Yeah. There are, it's so much easier, I think, to speak to a counselor now after, you know, COVID and the whole lockdown thing, that, you know, now you can have doctors or therapists you can do it virtually.
Yeah, so online, or whatever. Yeah.
You don't have to go and get in your car and drive and see somebody. And I think it's also less expensive too than what it mm-hmm. used to be. You're not paying someone $200 to lie there on a couch and tell them you dreamt of four tigers the other night out in your front yard. You know, just stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Caffeine and sugar also, they alleviate stress. They increase stress.
Increase stress.
So just be aware of that. And just stop stressing about, I think we've covered this, people that have wronged you, mm-hmm. just turn the fucking page, seriously.
Yeah.
Why bring more on? Focus on your own life. People get stressed worrying about other people. Focus on yourself. Mm-hmm. That's another good thing. And you've said, you know, about getting sleep and all the rest of it. And then realizing what you can change and what you can't change.
Yeah, yeah, take control of what you can.
Just take control.
Leave what you're not.
Yeah. Yeah. And breathing, learning to breathe. There are lots of good things on YouTube about that.
Yeah.
It's just like, because when you've had an argument with someone, you feel you're like you're.
Yeah, it all comes up to here, doesn't it? Yeah.
Or even you don't even have to have an argument. Someone can just piss you off.
Mm-hmm.
Driver cuts in front of you or whatever, and you feel that suddenly. Mm-hmm. Just focus on your breathing. Oh, I know that sounds so trite, but it's true. It does help. So, yeah. Do we have a challenge for this week, Sarah? You're going to.
Yeah. So I was going to say, let's find a moment, and I'm sure we're all going to have one during the week, that we find ourselves in that stressful situation and just take a step outside of it. And do those things that we've just been talking about. So work out mm-hmm. what it actually is that you're stressed about. So remove the reality, then think about the fact that it's the emotion that you're then really reacting with. Or if it is something bigger than that, then try to make a bit of an action plan and just basically go through those things that we've done. So find yourself at one point during the week, because we've all got stress, and go through that action plan of how you're going to deal with it differently to how you've done it before. I think that's right. A good enough goal.
Yeah, that and the fact that just like, you know, really, are you going to care about it in 6 weeks from now? Please join us next week. We are going to be talking about dressing well, regardless of your size or where you're going. You'll feel better if you get up every day and make an effort. The entire point of dressing well is for you and the confidence that it can impart. And, you know, you don't have mm-hmm. to have lots of money to dress well. So, you know, we'll talk about dressing on a budget as well. Thank you for joining us today. If you head to LavoniaandSarah.com, you will find show notes for past episodes, including and also this one. Links to where you can listen to us and watch us on YouTube. And if you go to YouTube, please give us a follow, subscribe, a thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
And also, thumbs up. We're also on Instagram. Anyway, thank you so much for your continued support. Until next week, bye for now.
Bye.